بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be upon the noble prophet, his household, the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We ask Allah the Most High to make us of those who follow this path and to make us live it, die upon it, and resurrected on it. The etiquettes with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the manners are many. We have covered 4 of them so far, and we continue to discuss some more. From that is the true dependence upon Allah alone, assigning affairs to Him, depending entirely upon Him. This stems from our knowledge of Him and our faith in Him, and from our magnification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that He is the All-Knower, whose knowledge encompasses everything, knowing that He is the one who helps and gives aid to and defends the believers, and being certain that He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wants something, then it is inevitable to take place and to come to exist. No one can stand to prevent Allah and oppose Him. And that He subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is all able to defend His slave from all sorts of harm and from the plots of the enemies of Allah, from the shayateen of ins and jinn, from the shayateen of mankind and of jinn. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Ma'idah in chapter 5, verse 23, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ In Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 23. And وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا, and put your trust in Allah if you are believers indeed. From the benefits of putting or having trust in Allah the Most High is that the believer knows well and reflects deeply that Allah is sufficient for his slave, protecting him from all sorts of evils, and remembers in this respect the saying of Allah in Surah At-Talaq in chapter 65, verse 3, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ And whoever puts his trust in Allah, then He, Allah, will suffice him. From the effects of this dependence and its benefits is the steadfastness of the heart of the believer, firmness on faith, because he depends upon Allah, and therefore he is going to proclaim what is beloved to Allah. He will stand with the truth, enjoining what is right and forbidding what is evil and wrong, calling to Allah, fearing none except Allah, because he knows for certain then, if he has the real trust in Allah, that no one can inflict harm upon him or bring him benefit except by Allah's leave. Except by Allah's leave. Not only that, but also he believes that provisions and life itself are in the hands of Allah alone. So no one should try to seek sustenance through means of disobedience, because the believer comes to know that no soul shall die until it receives its entire provisions and from the effects of having and putting trust in Allah and depending upon Him is the following of a medium course in life. Because the believer comes to know that rushing for this life is not going to increase the provisions more than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already pre-decreed. And from the benefits is that the trust in Allah leads the believer to utilize the means and take by the means, the legal means, in all of his affairs. He takes by the means and knows well that Allah is the creator of the means, and therefore he would put his trust in Allah. So he seeks to get married. Why? In order to protect himself as a means of protection from falling into shameless sins, and seeking good and righteous offspring. But he depends upon Allah in that. He takes by the medicine, knowing well that the healing is in the hands of Allah. Thus he comes to realize very well that dependence and having trust in Allah in no way contradicts the utilization of the legal means. What opposes the real trust in Allah is the abandonment of the means. The sixth etiquette is the strong attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having strong attachment to Allah, such that the heart of the believer becomes centered upon love of Allah, having awe and magnification, dependence, yearning, hope, fear. Wherever he goes, his heart is attached with his Lord, seeking him, hoping for his mercy, fearing his punishment, seeking him to bring forth the beneficial things and to ward off the harm. And anyone whose heart clings to Allah in accordance with these matters that we discussed, hope, fear, love, yearning, longing, will be at peace, real peace, The seventh etiquette is feeling that we are in need of Allah, and thus humiliating and humbling ourselves to Him, before Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is due to a reflection by the slave, a reflection on Allah's wisdom and upon His strength and power and might. So the person will come and check himself then, and check the creation around him, and will come to know that he and the entire creation are in need of the Almighty, All-Powerful, and that we are all weak, qualified with weakness, in need of our Creator in all of our affairs, and we know that we will come to an end. So when the believer feels these matters, then he will become more humble and will humiliate himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and will direct himself to Him in order to correct his weaknesses and defects. This will lead for humbleness with the creation, such that it will remove arrogance and haughtiness and false pride. It due to his humbleness to his Creator, such humbleness and humility is from the main reasons for correcting what's between the slave and Allah. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that Allah the Most High revealed to me that you be humble. Humble yourselves, lest you transgress against each other and feel arrogant and have self-pride over others. Or as the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said in the hadith reported by Sahih Muslim, in Sahih Muslim, such etiquette increases the iman of the believer, because the leader of haughtiness is Iblis, is Shaitan, and he is cursed by Allah. So when the believer humbles himself and humiliates it to Allah, he will attain the love of Allah, and Allah will love him. Such a manner will lead to other manners as well. And this is the eighth one, is being bashful of Allah. Being bashful. And this is one of the greatest manners. Because when the believer comes to realize with certainty that Allah is all-hearing, all-seeing of what we say and what we do, knowing all the secrets, watching over everything, acquainted with everything, then the person will be bashful, will feel bashfulness. How? Lest he says something bad or do something evil, or trailing the path of corruptions and evils. And this will be further asserted when the person is in seclusions, away from the eyes of the creation. There he will know for sure that he is not hiding from Allah, and he cannot hide from Allah. And he will be ashamed of himself that Allah sees him in this state, seeking sins and disobedience, going after his desires. Such a state of bashfulness has great benefits. From them is hastening to the obedience to Allah and keeping away from sins. The believer will feel ashamed that Allah sees him while he is abandoning the command and acting on what is prohibited. This implants in him the etiquette and the quality of bashfulness. And bashfulness, as you know, is one of the branches of iman. As the Prophet ﷺ said, وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِّنَ الْإِيمَانِ. And bashfulness is a branch of iman, of faith. The tenth etiquette is acting in accordance with the meanings of Allah's names and attributes. Acting in accordance with the meanings of Allah's names and attributes. What they entail, what they necessitate. Because the believer who affirms what Allah affirms for himself and or his messenger affirms for him from the beautiful names and attributes, and affirms their perfect meanings to Allah, and these meanings become established with the person and in his heart, then such a faith will bring forth many benefits affecting the individual's conduct and his transactions. And they will certainly come to the open on his limbs, on his body parts, in his sayings and in his actions. The one who believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-sami', the all-hearer, then he will be watchful of what he will utter, lest he utter something which will anger Allah the Most High. And thus it will be recorded against him. And the one who believes that Allah is the all-seer, all-witness, will fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see him while he is indulged and submerged in sins, and then will receive the punishment from Allah. Therefore he will refrain. And the one who believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the irresistible, the one who subdues everything, the most mighty, then he will submit to him, and all the strength of humanity and creation will look nothing to him. And thus will not weaken himself towards their temptations. This applies to all of Allah's names and attributes, contemplating their meanings, reflecting upon them, and acting accordingly, according to what they entail. And this is the real meaning of enumerating the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in the hadith to Allah belongs 99 names, anyone except one. 100 except one, or 100, I'm sorry, 100 less than one. Whoever enumerates them will enter paradise. This is the meaning of enumerating them. Knowing them, knowing their meaning and what they entail. This is from the most beneficial things to the believer. And from the most important and great means that control the Muslim's behavior. And that leads to the correctness of his heart, his sayings, and his actions. And these are the greatest manifestations of Tawheed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who contemplate these manners and abide by them and make them manifested in our hearts and on our tongues and in our actions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Inshallah, we'll examine more of these manners and etiquettes with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next classes.